Okay, let's talk about the influence of basin size by taking a look at this figure from a study in 2017 that examined how various climatological and geomorphological variables affect flash flood severity across the U.S. Here we have the basin area on the x-axis plotted against flash flood severity, referred to as flashiness, on the y-axis. What this study found was the smaller the basin, the greater the potential for fast and extreme runoff to generate flash flooding. In other words, smaller basins are more prone to flash flooding than larger basins. Why is this the case? When basins are smaller in size, like Wilson's home basin, runoff reaches the outlet point much quicker due to having less distance to travel downstream. As a result, the rate of discharge at the outlet point will be much greater and that basin will flash flood more quickly. In contrast, runoff in larger basins have a longer distance to travel and it takes longer to reach the outlet point. While basins can range in size from as small as 5 km squared to as large as 1,000 km squared or even larger, some of the deadliest flash floods in history have occurred in basins less than 40 km squared. So it's very important to pay attention to where your smaller, and therefore more vulnerable, basins are.